Gemara now goes through the limud. Again, we're trying to prove what? We're trying to prove that there's Kesef Kiddushin and that the Kesef Kiddushin goes to the father. That's how Rashi explained. So the Kanya B'Kesef and the Kesef Devilah. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it's a pasuk, it's a mikra. V'yatza achinam ein kasef. It says v'yatza achinam, where does it say v'yatza achinam? It's talking about a amavriya, a girl who was sold into Abdus. So as soon as she finds, she brings simanim, she goes out. So v'yatza achinam ein kasef. So Rashi says the words ain't kasef are extra. We're dashing the extra words. It could just say v'yatzachina. So it says ain't kasef, ain't kesef ladin zeh, but yesh kesef ladin acher. Umayni you av. But here we say that there is a situation where there is kesef to another. Umayni you av. And the father gets the kesef. So frek the gemara ve'im olidida. Maybe taka the father takes the kesef. And kids, she has to give it to her. Maybe she should get the money. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." That doesn't make sense. Avia mikabel kiddushel. The father is mikabel the kiddushin. Diksivis beating the sati lishazet. The e shakli kaspa. What's the Gemara saying? A svara. What's a svara? Right. The Gemara is saying here that it's a svara that the father gets the money. What's the svara? Avia makabel kedusha, the e shakla kaspa. What's the svara here? That it makes sense. Whoever gets the kedusha should keep the money. It makes sense that whoever takes the money should keep the money. Why does that make sense? Because why? Doesn't make sense. Whoever gets the money should keep the money, because that's kesef. What is kesef? Kesef is you give me money, I give you something. So it makes sense. And can you kesef? Then if I get something, why am I getting something? I gave something, so I'm being paid. Kesef is a payment. So that's the svara, that if I got paid, it's mistaver that I keep the money. It doesn't make sense. In kinyan kesef, be kinyan chalipa, maybe it will make sense. So the key of kesef, what is kesef? Kesef is, I'm selling you something. So it doesn't make sense that I should be the one who takes the money, and I shouldn't keep the money. The hook, that's key in kesef. So therefore, so there are two nekudas here. First of all, there's a bit of a problem with this Gemara. The Gemara brings a pasuk as biti nasati lishazeh. Why do you need the pasuk for yatzachinam ein kasef at this point? If it's a svara, if we know the father takes it from the spiti nasati l'shazeh, that's how we know the father gets the money. And it's a svara that whoever gets the money keeps the money. So why do I need the pasuk of yatzachinam ein kasef at this point? All right, later tomorrow will come out. You need it. What do I need? What I should just say? It says the spiti nasati l'shazeh. How do you know kesef? Okay, you're right. The Tosfos in Ksubis asked this kasha. Tosfos asked that at this point in our Gemara, why do I need the kesef law for the pasuk in kasef? You just say it's biti nasati lishazeh, and it's a svara that whoever gives away a daughter keeps the money. So Tosfos asks that what? Where's Tosis? Here's the cash in.
You say that, what
do I need a pasuk for? If kicha kicha. There's a cash in the have a meaning. Where to have a meaning? Emily Dida. At any rate, the Shita Mekubetzis and Ksubis says that if we just say Esbiti Nasati Lishazeh, I wouldn't know Kinyan Kesef. I think a father could just give away his daughter, Nasati, the Derech Matana, maybe. So the Tzeis Banigya Tzechinam in Kesa in Kasef to tell you that when the father marries off his daughter, there's a Kinyan Kesef. And you can't just give in the scene a Balma. That's step one. And then it's Biti Nasati says the father's the one who does the Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Kedushin. And who keeps the money? So that's a Svara. It's a Svara that whoever does the Maisa Kedushin keeps the money. Father can't sell the command. And Isha could sell the rights. Isha Gadayla also can't sell the rights. We should sell the rights to someone else to choose who should marry her.
No, but he can't sell the rights, so why should he get the money? The rights to give it to his daughter.
But he has to do the Maisa Kedusha. Sita Nasati is that he has to do the Maisa Kedusha. So what's the Svara that because he does the Maisa Kedusha, he should get the money? What's the Svara? So I think the answer is, if I understand correctly, that it's that by Kenyan Kesef it's Mustaver. What is Kesef? You're giving money for something. Kenyan Kesef. So you're giving money for something, it's Mustaver, that since I'm giving away the something, I get the money instead, I keep it. Not necessarily, because the father is no better than any woman who's a Gedayla. Any woman who's a Gedayla can take money for Kedushin. She can't give the right to someone else to choose who should marry her. It's Lamaisa, it has to be her. So the father, by Ktana, takes the place of what a normal Isha Gedayla has. He has the right to give away. He owns her Isha, so to speak, and he has a right to sell them. Now, Taisus and Ksubius, on the involvement base, says that Lamaskana by a Naira, how do you know that the father gets the money? So we know it from Ein Kesef. Ein Kesef Laden Zev, Yesh Kesef Laden Ach. So we know it from Ein Kesef Laden Zev. So the Gemara's Maskana is going to come back and say that's how we know that the father gets the money by a Naira. So Frek Taisvis Xubis, maybe we should say that a Naira, she's Makabal the Kedushin. So it says it's Biti Nasati L'Shazer by Ktana. So by Ktana we have two things. The father is Makabal the Kedushin, it's Biti Nasati L'Shazer, and the father keeps the Kedushin because of Svar. By Naira, we know the father keeps the money, we know from Ein Kesef Laden Zev, Yesh Kesef Laden Ach. Gemara's Maskana learns out from there by a Naira also that the father keeps the money. But how do you know the father takes the money? B'shas Kedushin. Maybe, which once she's a Naira, she has a right to take the Kedushin herself, just like a Gedarba. She can choose whoever she wants to marry, she takes the money, and the money goes to the father. Because as Biti Nasati, the fact that the father could choose a wife is talking about Ketana, the Gemara says. By Naira, all we have is a pasuk that the father gets the money. So maybe by a Naira, the father gets the money, but maybe she has a right to be Mekabel the money. Do you follow? There are two things. There's who gets to keep the money, and there's who does the Maisa Kedushin, who takes it to the Maisa. Right? Those are the two parts that we have to know. So, to take the money, we know from the Biti Nasati L'Shazer, which is a Ketan. To keep the money, so the Gemara ends up by a Naira, you know the father keeps the money because of the Pasuk of Ein Kesef. We're still missing, how do you know by Ketana that the father is the one who takes the money?
Naira.
What? Naira. By Naira, how do you know the father is the one that takes the money? Right. By Naira, you don't have a Biti Nasati L'Shazek. That possibly Mara says, Eimani Miliktana. So we're missing in a Limud, we're still missing one step. How do you know that the father is the one who takes the money, B'Shas Kedushin? That he's the one that actually does the Maisa Kedushin. By a Naira. So Tosis there answers, Tosis and Exibus answers, that it's a Svara. The Svara is, if the father keeps the money, then Mistami is the one who takes the money. Because is it Mistaver that Ihi Tishkok, Ihi Mekabel Kedusha, the Avia Shokla Kasba? Right, the Gemara said it's not Mistaver that one person should be Mekabel the Kedushin and another person should keep the money. That's what the Gemara said in this line. It's not Mistaver that you should have one person accepting the Kedushin and another person keeping the money. So this Gemara says it by Ketana. But since we know the father accepts it, must be the father keeps it. By Naira, it's the reverse. There we know the father keeps it. But it's the same Svara. If the father keeps it, Mistami is the one who accepts it. Because the Gemara here is saying that there are two things. He's accepting the money and keeping the money. And Hachi Hashdas, Mistava, that the same person does both. So Zaktaisvis turns out like this. By Ktana, we have a pasuk the father accepts the money. Now how do we know the father keeps it? Because we have a Svara. He accepts the money, it's Mistavre, he keeps the money. By Nara, it's the reverse. We have a pasuk, the father keeps the money. In Kesef. How do you know the father takes the money? There's no pasuk by Nara that the father takes the money. He shas maisa, he does the maisa kedushin. So that, we now say the svara, the say the other way. We say that it's not Mistavre, if he's the one who keeps it, Mistavre is the one who takes it. Because our Gemara is saying that the logic dictates that whoever takes the money for the Maisa Kedushin is the one who ends up keeping it. It's not Mistava, one person takes it, the other person keeps it. So this is how Tosis and Ksubis learns the Gemara. So Bekiva Eger, here in Kedushin, brings down this Tosis. And he is a kasha. Our Gemara says, not in which direction, okay, after Havkat. Our Gemara is saying Bektana. Bektana, the Pasuk says which one? Havkat, okay, the one who's over Kivek. Bektana, the Pasuk says what? The what? That which one goes to the father? The Maisa. Not the money. There's the Maisa Kedushin going to the father, and there's the keeping the money. So, by Ketana, the Pasuk says the father does the Maisa. And from that we learn out that if the father does the Maisa, it's Mistaver, he keeps the money. That, Riki Vega says, no problem. By Naira, the Pasuk says which one? That the father keeps the money. And we say the father keeps the money must be that the father does the Maisa. Prechtra Riki Vega, Mehecha Tesi. By a girl, by a daughter, if a daughter works, that means she does the work, she gets her paycheck, she has to give it to her father. That's what Maisa Yedeya is. She receives her paycheck and she has to give it to her father. So to say that a daughter, that she gets the money and then surrenders it to her father, we see this such a thing, right? That she could accept the money and then she's mechuyev to give it to her father. So why not say the same thing by Kedushin, by an Arab? Say, she accepts the Kedushin, and then she gives it to her father. Fakert, to say the father accepts the Kedushin, and then he gives it to the daughter, that is Taka no Svara, which is Agamara. Avia mekabel Kedushah, b'i shakla kaspa. If the father is the one who takes it, so Mistami is the one who keeps it. So the Gemara Svara is very good. But Tosfos is saying the Svara by Naira. The other way around. That since the father keeps it, must be the father takes it. Because it doesn't make sense. She should take it. The father should keep it. Rector of Akiva Eger, what do you mean? Let the girl accept it by Naira. Let the rule be the girl takes the money. And then she has to surrender it to her father, just like Maisa Yedeya. Just like Shvach Torah, whatever she gets, she gives to her father. So she gets to her father. So what's the svara of Tosis and Ksuvis? Tosis and Ksuvis is saying, it's not mistaver, but she takes it, she gives it to her father. Why is it mistaver? You find such a thing by Ekta. Find such a thing, I mean, by Nisha. I don't mean that we should learn that of Ma'aseh Yedeah. I mean Ma'aseh Yedeah as an example. That since she's Meshubah to her father, but what she gets, she has to give to her father. Why is that? It's not so standard.
Once she's Mekubdash, she asks for the money.
It's true, but it's like when she gets the money, she's giving away that which the father has a financial right to. Let me just the money which makes her go out of her father's house is still shared to the father. If you buy an Eved, someone owns an Eved, you give him money. When you finish giving him the money, the Eved is not his Eved anymore. But you're giving him the money for his Eved. You're giving the money to the father for his daughter. Okay. Now, is what you're saying true the reverse way? That once the Torah said the father gets the money, a karka. No, Ma'aseh Yedeah. It's Ma'aseh Yedeah when she finishes, she's still the father's. The Kedusha, when she finishes, she's not the father. So it's not Misbaber. She accepts it, that afterwards she has to give it to her father. Well, think about it. It should be. It's certainly a chilek between the two. Maybe.
Well, she gets the same something she did while she was under her father.
So it goes to the father, that's for sure. Now what he's saying is that Kedushin, well, certainly if you hold that all Kedushin needs is in the Sina and the Sphias is a second later, certainly with the Kashin.
No, but the payment when she gets later, it's not the giver now, it's the giver because I said I was giving
for Kedushin,
you for the Kedushin,
which is Shach to the father. So therefore, there's the reverse true. If we say the father gets the money, could it be that she accepts the Kedushin and gives it to her father? Could be. Kivegas Kash is good then. Because it does make sense. It makes sense. In other words, we don't have to prove Pakeret. It just has to make. It has to be a possibility. The Kivegas is asking, so the Kivegas is asking that there's no Hechrut. There's no, Tosis said there's a hechrof, that if the father keeps the money, must be that the father accepts the Kedushin. There's no hechrof to that.
Okay, why can't you just say, let them both accept it? The father will accept it because he has insurance.
Huh? It might be a good kasha, but it's nothing to do with this. We'll get to that kasha, but right now, we're talking Lamaskana. Lamaskana, the father keeps the money. Tosis says if the father keeps the money, must be the father takes the money. Kivega says that. Okay. You say by Ma'aseh Yedeah also. Maybe by Ma'aseh Yedeah it should go directly to the father. So Mehecha Tosis by Ma'aseh Yedeah the money goes to her, from her to her father, maybe it also goes straight to the father. Okay, we're going to see, hopefully later today, that the Tzaka Machlek Sushayna, which to how Ma'aseh Yedeah go. If it goes to her, to the father, or if it goes, the Tzaka to ways to learn, Shvach Nulei Lavia. Rabbi Kiva, see, the burden of proof is not on Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that the Svar is not Mukhruch. You're saying that the father gets the money, must be he's Makabal Kedushin. Maybe she gets it, and then she gives it to her father. The Chief Egan is not saying it has to be the other one. He's saying it could be. How is Tysus proving that since she gets the money, she must be, she accepts it? Maybe it's different. Maybe she belongs to her father, and what she earns, she gives to her father, which includes Kedusha. See, I don't need to learn out of Ma'aseh Yedaya, then you'd be right. I mean as a dogma. Ma'aseh Yedaya, I only mean as a dogma. I don't mean to learn it from there. I'm just saying that if we have a concept that a katana is the base idea, then it's not illogical. It might be, the Gemara says, it's illogical to say the father accepts the money and then he gives it to his daughter. That I understand. But to say that she gets the money and then she has to give it to her father, why? What's not logical about that? She's the base of Ia, so she's the base of Ia. Maybe she gives him the money. Said, in Kasalanzeya, she doesn't love Nacha. Maybe she accepts and she gives it to him. Now, I don't mean to learn it out of Ma'aseh Yedaya. I mean, Ma'aseh Yedaya is an example. See, by Ma'aseh Yedaya, such a concept. So, by Ma'aseh Yedaya, whatever the limud is. But by Kedushin too, Mehecha Teisi, just because the father keeps the money, is that a proof that she can't be the one to accept the Kedushin? Maybe she could. Maybe by Nara she could.
She get married
against the father's will? Lamaisa, no. But we'll see in a minute. We'll talk about that in the next passion. That's right. Then the father's an owner. Okay. Not necessarily, because the father also has a right to marry her off. No. The father does own something. If you hold Hiva via Makabla Kedusha, which is such a Gemara of Mandiyamo hold that way, then that means either of them could do it, whoever does it first. You see, you can't ask a kasha Rabbi Kivega with the svara that maybe she should. Tysus is saying that it must be, if the father gets the money, must be the father's makabel. So Rabbi Kivega is saying it's not mukhruf, it could go the other way too. Rabbi Kivega is asking that there's no proof. Tysus is saying a proof. If you say maybe the other way, that doesn't show Rabbi Kivega. If it could go both ways, so Rabbi Kivega has a good kasha. Tysus is saying a hechva. But they're saying it's mukhruf. If the father keeps the money, he must be his makabel. At any rate, there are a number of turutzim on this. For now, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, there's a Sefer Shari Chaim with his shiurim. He answers using the side of the Rambam. Now he's answering like the Rambam. You'll tell me it's not a teres like Tosfos and the Rush. Okay, maybe it's not. We'll get back to it. But he answers with the Rambam's Yisai. The Rambam's Yisai is that Kesef Kedushin has to be Kesef Sheyesh Bayhanah. Right? Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. It has to be a Kesef Sheyesh Bayhanah. That was the Yisai we had yesterday from the Avni Meluim in Shitas Rashi by Rambam. That can't be Mekadish or Matonam Maslahatzir. Why? Because if the woman gets money which she has to give back, that's not Kesef Sheyesh Bayhanah. That's not a good Kesef Kedushin. He says, Lefi Zeh, it's very good. What are you going to say? You Mekadosh the Isha, she's Mekabel the Kedushin. And once she's Mekabel the Kedushin, she must give it to her father. That means she didn't get Kesef Sheyesh Bayhanah. It's like giving her money on Menos Lahas. He said, if you give a woman Kesef on Menos Lahas, it's not a Kedushin, and I tell you, because she can't have a normal anoah from the kesef. It's exactly the same thing. If you're going to give a woman kesef, a nara, you give her kesef, you'll say the halach is, she's makabel the kedushin. She's the one that's makabel, but she has to give it away to her father. That means she didn't get a kesef sheyesh b'hanah. She didn't have a kesef that she could use. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that one person accepts the Kedushin and then they have to give it to someone else. It doesn't make sense because Kesef Kedushin has to be Kesef Sheyesh Bayhanah. Whoever is the Balabas to accept the Kedushin, if the Isha is the one who has the Bailus to accept the Kedushin, then it must be that she could have anah from the kesef, a normal anah from the kesef. Because that's tied to kesef kedushin, kesef sheyesh bei anah. So it can't be that she accepts it and then she has to give it to her father. It can't be, because then she doesn't have a kesef sheyesh bei anah. But giving her a matana, I'm not giving it to someone else. That's not the regular anah of kesef. Well, if the father does the kedushin, that means the father accepts the kedushin. If you're going to tell me that the girl accepts the kedushin and then has to give it to the father, well, you're going to say she's the one with the kach to accept it, so then she has to receive a kesef sheyesh bei hanah. But if she's there for the father, it means really the father's the one who accepts the kedushin. You see, the way you're saying it, it's true. She could be a shliach for her father. She's already a gedayla. She's an ara. She could be a father shliach. It's true. But the point is that the father is the one who's makabel the kedushin. If he makes a shliach, he can make a shliach. But if the question is, who did the Torah give the kayach to accept the kedushin to? So it must be whoever keeps the money is the one who has the kayach to get it, since kedushin needs kesef sheyesh bei hanah. And a matana minas lahazer. If I give you, why don't you say the same thing? If I give you $100,000, you have to give it back to me tomorrow. So you still have a no. You have it for a day. And the Rambam holds that if you're a mekadesh woman with the hana of having $100 for a day, you may be good. But if you're mekadesh with $100 on minas lahazer, it's no good. So here you're going to mekadesh the isha with $100 on minas lahazer. It's no good. That's not a normal hana of $100. So if Mekadosh and Isha with $100 I'm asked to give to your father, it's also no good.
What?
Well, he's saying I'm giving you the $100. So he's saying that can't be. The svara of one person should be Mekabel Kedushah and another person Shakul Kaspa, you know what the svara of the Gemara is? The svara is that that's not Kesef Sheyesh Bei Hanah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is learning that into the Gemara. But the Gemara says it can't be. The Gemara says it the other way. The father can't. It can't be. The father takes the money, then he has to give it to her. Why not? Maybe the father's going to give it to her. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is learning that it can't be because Kesef Kedushin is Kesef Sheyesh Bei Hanah. Whoever is the person the Torah designates to be Mekabel Kesef Kedushin has to be the one to have the normal Hanah from the money. So Mimela, it's true in the Gemara's case, where the father accepts it. And it's true in Rabbi Kiva Eger's case, and Tais' case also. That it can't be that the girl accepts it, the Nara accepts it. She's the Bailam to accept Kedushin. It's her designated, her as the Makabelas of Kedushin. And then she has to give it to her father. But then she's not, that's not called, she had a Kabbalah's Kedushin. Because Kabbalah's Kedushin is a Kesef Sheyesh Bei Hanah. It's a very geschmack application of the estate that we had. Yeah. No, that's a husband. The husband is mechuyev mezayis and sheshem ma'asiyadel. Ma'asiyadel of a katan or an ara is close to close. Father got another mechuyev and mezayis only until she's 6 years old. That's good. The tziyasa is a drabana, the tziyasa is a shemeva, it's a mezayis. That's a ma'asiyadel. Okay, so this is where Rechaim Shmulevitz learns up the. It's really Rechaim Shmulevitz is answering Rabbi Kivaga's Kasha on Taisus. But when you finish, you have a svara in the Gemara. When the Gemara says Hashda via Mekabelas Mekabel Kedushah, the E Shakla Kaspa. Yeah, what's the Gemara saying? What's the svara? Gemara is saying that Kedushin needs Kesef Sheyesh Bei Hanah. So could it be that one person is Mekabel and then he gives it away? Can be, because then he's not having the Kesef Sheyesh Bei Hanah. Okay, so the Gemara is masking that this is a good limud for a katana. Yeah. It doesn't answer Taisus. It only goes to the Rambam and Rashi. Yeah, the problem with Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's teretz because it's based on the aside of Rambam and Rashi, and it could be pshat in the Gemara like Rambam and Rashi, but it's not pshat like Taisvis, because Taisvis tells you it only kesser sheyesh behanah, and like Taisvis, the kasha still stands. There's a Bekiveger, could be a Bekiveger, no, Reb Chaim Shalom is a fickle type. But he's asking on Taisvis. Tais doesn't hold of this aside. So we're going to come back to this, the Stipler in Simen Dalet. And in the new prints, it's the Simen Mem Hei, discusses this. And Yitz Hashem, tomorrow, when we get to Dalet Amar Aleph, we're going to speak out how the Stipler answers this. The reason that I wanted to speak out of Chaim Shmuel Levitz's Mahalach here is because of Chaim Shmuel Levitz's Mahalach, first of all, it follows yesterday's Yisayt, which is enough of a reason to talk about it again. But more than that, it gives, at least like the Rambam Rashi, gives verta to the Gemara. It's a pshat, I mean, it's a pilpul on Taisus or Bekideh, it's a pilpul, but it's pshat in the Gemara, at least like the Rambam Rashi. It's pshat, hashta, via mekabel kedusha, via shakur kasta. What's a bit via? The bit via is, kesef has to be kesef shesh be'anah, then it can't be that one person accepts and one person gets. So let's see the Gemara. So Gemara says, Eima hani mili ketana, bless the yad v'kabba kadush. Gemara says, it means the Gemara is masking. Gemara is masking by ketana, you have a good limud. Aval naira, dis li yad v'kabba kadush, and tagdashi, nasha v'tish lo kaspa. What's a naira? A naira is the after bas mitzvah. She's already a gadaila. She already has a yad for kinyonim. So for the Gemara, Tagdishi Nafka Nafsha Vitishbal Kaspa, what's the Gemara's Kasha? What's the Gemara's Kasha? What should be by Naira? What should be? Huh? It's not a trick question. What's the Gemara's Kasha? What? Let her do both. Let a side be Makabal the Kedushin and keep the money. Let her do both. Now this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi Shita is, the Gemara's Kasha is about Naira, to let her be the Bala boss. She's already a Gedaila. So let her do everything. Let her be Makabal, let her keep the money. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Taisus disagrees, but Taisus doesn't say it at this point in the Gemara. The last Taisus on the Yom is V'chi Teima. Six lines in the bottom, L'chein Nirali, Lo'el. Taisus over there explains this Gemara different than Rashi. Taisus is arguing with Rashi. Taisus says, Ve'ema hani mili kitana kolaymer, kitana shayach lasi says, Akal b'chaymer, darshin v'yim akal b'chaymer, yitish l'kaspo, kibshan l'kal yad kibshan asa. Aval nara, di islayad, yi tagdish nasha v'tish l'kaspo pirish. Kivan the Yesh Shalyad Lakadishat, my Yukush Shalah. Aval Emesu Shigam Kshinara, Viachel Lakacha, Akshavia Makacha, as Yukush Shalah. Place is done to Gemara's Kasha this way. Gemara says, Aval Naira, it should be able to go either way. Let a Naira work two ways. Either the father could be Makabal Hakadushin, and if he's Makabal, he keeps the money. Or she can be Makabal her own Kedushin, and if she's Makabal, she keeps the money. So the Eima, Hani Milikitana, Aval Nara Nat, Rashi learns the Gemara's Kash is that by a Nara, she should have the exclusive rights. She should have the exclusive rights to Kedushin. But Taisus is learning that it could go both ways. It may be either one could be Makabal the Kedushin. Right, so there are two ways to learn the Gemara. There are at least two ways. The other Rishayim have a third way. But so there are two ways to learn the Gemara's Kasha. There may be a Nara. One way to learn is, maybe she should have exclusive rights to herself. Tosis way is that it should go either way. There's a clair regarding the father's kayach on his daughter. This thing that the Torah gave a father a right to be Mekadish's daughter, you can really learn two ways. This clair is in the Kuntres Shiur, Simin Hei Ois Beis. You can learn two ways the fact that a father could marry off his daughter. You really can learn the same two ways about Maaseh Yadah, about Moshe's Gam. The same clair that right now we're going to talk about Kedushin. But it's possible to clair at any time the father has Kedushin. But right now we'll talk about Kedushin. By Kedushin, you can learn two ways. You could learn that the father owns the ishus of his daughter. He's the bailam, it's his. His daughter's ishus, his daughter's right to be married, belongs to him. The Torah gave it to him. And he could do with it as he pleases. Or you could learn that the father appointed, the Torah rather, appointed the father as an apotropos for his daughter. The daughter is a katana, even if she's a nara. The Torah said, look, the ishus belongs to her. She's her own person. The father said that the father has a kayach to take care of his daughter. In order to, he can take care of his daughter. What do you mean take care of? That means he's the Baal Bas to take care of her. It's our marriage. And he's the one that is appointed by the Torah, sort of the Torah designated him as a shliach or an apotropos to take care of his daughter. It's a very fine difference, no? That's not such a big deal. What?
I'm going to start for you. It's not my thing. Your thing, I'm just pretty good. My owner is smart. You live my own.
Okay, maybe you're right. Okay, 1 second. Good. It seems, later we're going to have on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in Tosfos, Tosfos Divrei HaMas L'Shechein, the bottom Tosfos on Hei Amud Aleph. Rashi says that Tosfos brings, Rashi learned, that there's no hechatimtza of kedushin bal karcha. You can never have a case of a kedushin against the will of a woman. There's no such hechatimtza. And Tosfos asks that there is a hechatimtza. When a father marries off his daughter, that's kedushin bal karcha. He's marrying her off, but she has no choice in the matter. He's marrying her off, bal karcha, against her will. So Tosfos here, some Rashi there, the Gemara is called the famous, it says, Shekhen Yeshne bal karcha, Shekhen Eina bal karcha. So Tosfos here, some Rashi, that what do you mean? You could have Kedushin bal karcha. It's a hechatimtza. Father marries off his daughter, it's a Kedushin bal karcha. What is this Machlokes Rashi Tosfos Tali? So he says it's totally in these two ways to learn. If you learn that the Kedushin belongs to the father, the first way. The Kedushin belongs to the father. He's the Bailam. Then, when he marries off his daughter, that's not a Kinyan Bal Karcha. The owner of this is giving it away willingly. That's not called it's being done Bal Karcha. He's the Bailam. He's giving away his thing willingly. So Rashi learns, the first way, Rashi learns that the father owns the Kedushin of the daughter. So the father owns, the Torah gave the father the Ishus of his daughter. So Mimela, there's no Hechatimtza of giving away Ishus Bal Karcha, because even by a father, the Mice is the father's, the father gives it away, he gives it away willingly, not Bal Karcha. Tosfos learns, no. Tosfos learns, it's not Mistaver, that the father owns the issue of the daughter. No. The father's just an apotropos for his daughter. He's the Torah appointed him in charge. It's his daughter's issue. The father's in charge. If you learn that way, so then Tosfos is right. You have a hechatimtza of Kedushin Bal Karcha by a daughter whose father marries her off. So the father's the apotropis. Well, the Maisa, she's the one whose ishus is being given away against her will. She has no say in the matter. So if you learn the father is only an apotropis, then that means the father is doing a bakarchach of the isha. So Tysus learns the second way, that the father is an apotropis. Zakt Kuntrasei Shiurim, given that Rashi and Tysus looked at it, Rashi looked at it the first way, that we're talking about Bailus of Ishus, Tysus looked at it apotropis. The Machlokes Rashi Tysus and Ema Lidida is very moving, it's very understandable. Why? Everyone is in Shitasa. The Ema Lidida, what's the kasha like Rashi? Like Rashi, we're not talking about apotropis, we're talking about owning Ishus. Owning Ishus, only one person owns the Ishus, either the father or the daughter. So when the Gemara says Ema Lidida, the Gemara is saying maybe the Ishus belongs to her. So she should be the sole individual who has Kayach in the Kedushin. Ema Lidida, she should be the only person who has Kayach in this Kedushin. It's not Mistabra like Rashi to learn that two people have Kayach. Because the issue is who owns it. So one person owns it. But Tysus was saying the father should be an apotropis. Now, when she's a ketana, and the father's an apotropis, she's a ketana, she can't do anything, because the ketana can't make kinyanim. The Ema Lidida, Tysus learns, Ema Lidida, Takashi, the father is an apotropis for his daughter. But let the daughter also be able to be in the Kabbal Kedusha. Anytime you have somebody makes a shliach, if I make a shliach to give kedushin to me, so either the shliach can give kedushin, or I can do it myself too. The same thing. The emel adidah, the Gemara is saying, since a nara is already a gedayla, so inochi nami, the father is an apotropis, but she also has a yaf. So either one should be able to be mekabel kedushin. So how do you have such a svara that two people could be mekabel kedushin? Yeah, if you learn the lamdis of the father being an apotropis, you have such a svara. The father is the apotropis; he's the one who has a shlita on her, and she is the person who taka owns her ishus. So either one could be mekabel kedushin. So if you hold to an apotropis a relationship that the father has, then it makes sense to say that either one could be mekabel kedushin. But that's the next step. Okay, one sec. So this to understand the machlokes, this part of understanding the machlokes is very understandable. Yeah. Well, if you this amount of hope that two people can be kasher, whoever does it first, that's the one that's sal. They'll both be in the same second, so the same shiloh. The Gemara is if a man marries off his two daughters, the two frutas, and one nesina. So, right, the Gemara talks about it. The Dishu Shem Nesirun Leviyah, two things can be chalitzim. At any rate, the Lishitosam fits in very nicely. Because if you hold the one who's Mekah, if you don't stick in any word apotropis, just talk about who owns Ishus, it's not Mistavit, two people own Ishus. Gemara's kasha should be one person. Once you stick in the word apotropis, so then it makes more sense. This nekuda. If you learn that the father owns the ishus, it's very understandable that the kesef goes to the father. Whoever owns the ishus gets the kesef. If you hold the father as the apotropis, it's a bit of a problem. Because, let's say a man is an apotropis for ketanim, and Bezin sets up an apotropis to manage the affairs of the ketanim. He doesn't get to keep the money. The lumdis of apotropis has a hole in it. It has a problem that there's no svara that he should get the money if he's only an apotropis for her. So this is a bit of a problem. In the Kunshi Se Shiurim, he deals with it. He tries to fit it gufa into the Shaka Vitari of the Gemara. I have problems with the way he fits it in, so I'm not sure that I can.
But
it's only similar to an apotropis, but it's not mamish an apotropis. I think you have to say he has some type of bylaws, he's giving away something in order to factor in he should get the money. Alright, it's not as good. And for the Gemara, Amak Rab in Ureah Beis Avia, Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia. So at this point, we have a Maskana. Kano we know from speaking Zadli Shazah and Svara, and in Kesef. And Nara we know from Nureah Beis Avia, Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia. Now, the Gemara slugs up this Limud. And here, we really have to just concentrate on how the Gemara is ending up. Right? This drasha, I think, is a famous drasha. Right? And the Rabbi, Kriya, Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia, Rashi brings it all over Shas. Whenever the Gemara talks about a father having rights in his daughter, Rashi always brings the Rabbi, Kriya, Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia. Okay, I think we had it somewhere in Subis last year, and it's in Bava Kama also. Rabbi, Kriya, Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia, I think all the drashas is the most famous. But tell Kup what the Gemara does here. The Gemara says, Ella, it can't be that you dash in the rash base of the Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia. Ha'adomer afon amara minayin shemaisa baslaav shenema. How do you know maisi adel of a daughter goes to the father? We learn out of a pasuk, kim kirishas bita ilom ama maisi adel arabo. Af basnami maisi adel l'avia. So we have a limud that maisi adel l'avia, frak the Gemara. Typically, in the Rabbi Savia, let's learn that out of the Rabbi Savia. Why do we learn it from there? The Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia, that everything of Shvach Nureah, which includes Maisi Adayim, should go to the father. Ella, Mai, what do you have to say? Bafaras Nadarim, who diksiv? Bachanami, Bafaras Nadarim, who diksiv? What does that mean? What's ksiv by Bafaras Nadarim? Huh? The Nureah Beis Avia, Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia, is talking about Hafaras Nedarim. Now it seems that the maskana of this Gemara is that the pasuk in Nureah Beis Avia is talking about Hafaras Nedarim. Nothing the Gemara says later is going to change that. So it's a tema on Rashi and Shas, and the other places in Shas, where Rashi brings the pasuk in Nureah Beis Avia, Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia, to tell us that Maise Kedushin or Maise Adel goes to the father, L'chaira, that's not the Maskana of the Gemara. The Maskana of the Gemara is the Maise Adel you learn from Siyimkar, and the Pasuk of the Rabbi Beis Avia is going in Afaras Nadarim. Nothing the Gemara is going to do in the next Talmid is going to change, I think. We're going to change this. Yeah. Yes, so we're not saying the words Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia don't hold true, but the words Binu Ureha Beis Avia refer to Nedarim. That the Nedarim Binu Ureha Beis Avia, they're the father's kaya. The drasha Kol Shvach Nureah is not a drasha. That's what you mean. It's not Shvach Nureah. It's not any prophet. You're right. Well, Darshan is saying now Binu Ureha Beis Avia don't Darshan Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia. Darshan Binu Ureha Beis Avia. That Nedarim is Beis Avia, is the father's kaya. This is a problem, which hopefully we'll get back to, that L'chaira, the Maskana Tagemara is that we do not darshan Kol Shvach Nureah L'Avia, we're darshaning Hafaras Nedarim from this pasuk. And we're going to learn a different, we're going to go to a different pasuk to tell us Shvach Nureah L'Avia.
Maybe it's something Kasha on the Rav, but really we do this Shvach.
Is there a bar plucked of Rav in Sivis?
What?
Is there a bar plucked of Rav? Yeah, who argues there? So we have to take a look. What? No, but not this member. The member of Minayim Shemayim Sabbath. This is not. You mean the Rav of Yatzachidim in Kosef?
Rav is giving a full shot. If that went to you, you can't learn it because you have a different shot than
All right, so you have homework. We'll have to look into this and see if it's a machlokes, then maybe there'll be a way out. But at any rate, the Gemara at this point says, plus it's talking about first and dar. V'chitema neilof mine. What does that mean? V'chitema neilof mine. Sounds like an easy kasha, no? What's a kasha? Learn what from Mark. Learn what from the first and darn. Let's learn Koshrak Nurelavia from the darn. What's fair with that? What? Melef Mine, let's learn that the father gets the Kesef Kedushin from the first and the darn, and then we'll have a terrorist. The father gets Kedushin, right?
He has the right to do for
just like how tough this Gemara is, such a pella. Get our money. That kasha makes sense. How tough? Listen, first the Gemara wanted a darshin nureh beisavia to tell us kol shvach nureh lavia. How do we slug that up? It makes sense. How do we slug it up? Because Rav has a different pasuk. That's how we slugged it up. You can't learn the Rav based on via to Mishrach the Rav. Why not? Because we see Rav learned it from Kiyimka. That was the kasha. So here also, was it Milmed Nigmar Mina? Let Leilof Mina. Let's learn now from Afaras Nedarim to money. Not the same exact kasha. If you can learn it from Afaras Nedarim to money. So how come Rav had the pasuk Kiyum Kirishas Bitei Lama? Why did Rav need the pasuk? That's how we slugged it up in the first place. That was the whole kasha in the first place. Gemara said, in the race of Ekosh Rav Ralavia, the Svara, that was fine. He said, it can't be, because then why does Rav need a different pasuk? So Gemara says, talk about first and third. Chitein ne'en elf minei. What do you mean, chitein ne'en elf minei? If you learn minei, so then the kasha comes back. What happened to Rav? Why does Rav need a pasuk kiyum card? That was the whole kasha in the first place. Kiyum card only tells us till 12.
Is he not double
Rav? Kiyum card only tells us till 12. And why can't I learn from Koshrach Nurella via? Now the question is, why does Rav need the pasuk Yimkar? Why doesn't Rav learn that until 12 the money goes to the father because there's a pasuk binu rabbi savia? That even until she's 12 and a half, shvach nu rav go to her father, kosher she's a katana, that the money goes to the father. Right. So that's what Gemara is asking. The Gemara is masking to the kasha. And the Gemara answers. No, the Gemara is saying it must be talking about a person of Dara. Because if it wouldn't be, because otherwise your kasha is a good kasha. You're forcing me to say something about a person of Dara. But now. You're missing the point. You're missing the Seder. In the Seder HaGemara, the Gemara said it makes sense to learn from the Rabbi Saviyah. Gemara slugged it up because it can't be, because then why does Rav need a different pasuk? Now, if you're going to say Neilof Minei, let's learn Shvach Nurev from Nedarim, you can just ask the same kasha. If so, why does Rav need a different pasuk? Right. So let's go. So then, why does Rav need a pasuk of Kiyimka? It does have to. Why does Rav need the pasuk? Why does Rav need the pasuk? Why didn't he learn half a farsa dar? Yeah. You hold. Did you can learn? Neilof Minei. In the Pnei Yeshua, he says, "Kvar tzafku kamoy de kamoy." Says everybody screams about this. this carry, anybody who learns this Gemara, it has the shrek. I mean, that's so funny, sure, I didn't have the shrek, I tell you the truth. But the kasha is a gevaldik kasha. Okay.